listen up. Y'all, it's the queen of automation, Megan Donnelly, here to give you inspiration. Founders and business owners, gather round. I'ma show you how to build systems that'll astound. Streamline your processes, no need.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Chronically Automated, the show that talks about smart systems for messy realities. I'm your host, Megan Donnelly.
And I'm your co-host, Anthony Lubasco.
Anthony is not in his usual place today, which is kind of funny, but he's still here with us, which I am so thankful for. And tell everybody where you are. You are at the beach, which I'm so jealous of, even though
yes,
he's sitting in a closet. He said he's sitting in his closet. That's funny.
Yes, yeah.
I mean,
literally sitting in my closet. Look at
that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm in a place called Long Beach Island in New Jersey, and it is amazing. We're here for a week. The family, we rented the house right by the water, right by the ocean, and it's wonderful. I mean, you know,
and
it's...
despite my better judgment, he's ignoring me and not just vacationing.
I was just going to say, I mean, I'm having a wonderful week. You know why? Because I'm in growth mode. And the reason why I'm in growth mode is because of, I mean, a bunch of things we're going to talk about today, right? But still, the reality is that if it wasn't for DMC and automation and everything we're doing, I would not be in this position. I'm thrilled to be, you know, partially working and really taking some time off too. But tomorrow, I promise I am not, I'm shutting my cell phone off and that's it.
You're not going to talk to me at all tomorrow. I'm going to hold you to that. I think it's very cool because you're like, well, I might slap you.
I do need something actually, but you know, so.
I have to tell everybody, thank God that Anthony's wife is the most patient woman on the planet. So I'm shouting out to her because I'm hoping she's going to listen to this episode because I feel like some days he talks to me more than he talks to her. So we're going to hopefully change that. That's why we're in growth mode, right?
That's
so
right.
You can actually see your family more than you see me. So today is a really freaking cool topic. And back to what Anthony just said, it's one of the things that we're building right now that's going to help him get to this point, right? So what we were calling it like battery-based business planning. And what that means is you should stop building for a version of yourself that doesn't exist. So most of us, we plan our calendar, our launches, our app systems, all of this stuff, we plan it all for our best self, for when we're going to be the most amazing human. We're going to show up. We're going to do the shit. We're going to get shit done. We're doing all the things. And that's what we build for. Wrong. That's not what you should be building for, because 60% of the time, probably, you're not going to be that person. Like, let's be real, business owners and founders and growth people. Let's be real, okay? Shit happens.
We call that
shit
a margin
breaks.
Of
life
error.
Happens. Yeah, margin of error, right? Like, you should not be building for the 100% best self. You should be building for the days when you're not going to show up. And so the sabotage in disguise here is every time you fail to meet your plan, it chips away at your confidence, right? And then you blame yourself that the system was rigged and it wasn't built correctly. And it's the system's fault. No, you built the system. So it's not the system's fault. It's your fault. So you need to take some ownership and realize that how you build stuff in the start of your business is going to affect it down the road, which is something that a lot of people don't think about when they start using Zapier or Make or those things where they're just duct taping and stapling things together. And then they've all of a sudden they have this thing that's so massive and out of control. And on the days when they don't show up as their best self, it doesn't actually support them, right? So that's what we kind of want to talk about today. And we want to talk about and give you some ideas on how to make sure that that doesn't happen to you, right? I think one of the best things, I'm going to stop because I want Anthony to talk about what happened when he came to me when we first put him in DMC, because it's a very good scenario for all of the rest of you, because you don't know what you don't know. And this is not a bad thing. We always say it on this show. You don't know what you don't know. It's not a bad thing to ask for help. It's not a bad thing to ask the experts. And Anthony's an IT guy, right? So by the time when he came to me, tell them about when you came to me, like before kind of the chaos before we started simplifying yourself.
Yeah, I mean, what's really interesting is that, you know, the conversation that Megan and I had before, I'd say probably October, November of last year. And, you know, she started talking about some of the capabilities of the CRM and the platform and DMC and everything. And I was just trying to match that up a little bit to what I was doing on a daily basis. Yeah, I just didn't understand it. And then, you know, Megan, who I didn't really know well at that time, is talking about like all the stuff that this can do in terms of automation. And I was like, are you kidding me? So I can do, I can actually automate, you know, workflows, and I can have my AutoDialer as this. Again, I am a salesperson. So I run a sales as a service, a technology agency, right? Sales agency. And, you know, as a result of that, that's what I do all day long. I am, you know, constantly multitasking and going from different, you know, platform to platform to do everything. And she was telling me I can do everything in not only one platform, one pane of glass, as we'd love to say, but then also in terms of, you know, automating workflows and automating operations and, you know, follow-ups and data and the website and even the landing page in there. I was like, are you kidding? Wow. And the reality is that we don't know what we don't know. And I always say that. And then when you have conversations, I think at first, at least for me as a New Yorker, we become skeptical. What? Come on. No way. This can't be the case. But, you know, after obviously getting to know Megan and, you know, in a very short time that I did and seeing what she was doing and seeing what other people were doing, I started saying, you know, what? Instead of what? Why not? Why not me? And I think that's really what the question that people need to ask themselves is, why can't I? And, you know, I started to do that. And here we are today.
100%. Don't just look at your own situation. Go look at what other entrepreneurs and business owners are doing, because what you're doing may not be the best way. And maybe it's the best way for you. Awesome. If you fully believe that, you do you and you keep going your course. But if you are tired and you're sick of things breaking and you're sick of spending all of your time running your business and having very little time to actually spend, excuse me, at the beach or out to lunch or like whatever, just free time to find a hobby. This is the stuff that helps you. And then when you don't show up, well, go ahead.
I just want to say one more thing, which I completely forgot. So when we really started working together, I had a very big flare up. And because of the flare up with my MS, I had a lot of pain in my face and it was very hard. And then once you started talking about the automation and everything like that, then, you know, that's really when you start to say, wow, this is totally possible for me to operate the way that I am, right? So this is my neurodiverse pin from the AWS conference I went to last month. And, you know, look, we're neurodivergent. And not only that, but, you know, obviously we have other things that are going on too. But the reality is that, you know, automation and platforms like this, when you're looking at other people and what they're doing, then you start to really look at how it can really help you in different aspects of your life. Sorry to interrupt you, Megan.
No, it fills in the holes. So when you're putting systems in place, it fills in the holes. That's what it's supposed to do. So we said we were going to give you some tips. So some things that you should be doing and working on is when you get to the point where you've hit that wall and you feel like you're working, even if this is an exaggeration, but you feel like you're working 75 hours a week, right? Like you feel like you're working all the time and you're just tired, right? You're tired and overworked and starting to feel that burnout. That's the time when you automate. That's the time when you start looking at your systems and your processes and you say, okay, what can I, one thing, start with one thing. Please God, only start with one. You start with one thing. Create this master list of all the things that you should be automating and that you should be using systems and processes for to free up your time. Then you pick one, right? You pick the most important one. Usually most people will start with the highest thing that affects revenue, right? The most. And you start with that and you automate and you find a way to make that simpler, or you delegate it. Or if it's not revenue generating and it's something that you can eliminate, eliminate it. Like, you don't necessarily need to keep all the things on your list. So the biggest thing, rule of thumb, and I want everyone out there who's listening to start doing this, because this is your baseline. If you can't measure the success of what you're working on right now, in this moment, today, whatever task, okay, measuring the success of listening to this podcast is getting to the end. So don't, that's not what we're talking about. You hang up the podcast, you go back to work, you're working on whatever task you're working on, that task. If you don't have a success metric for that task, and I don't mean to finish it, that's not what I mean. If there's not a success metric of when I complete this task, it's going to do X, or it's going to improve this, or it's going to bring me X amount of sales. If you don't have that kind of success metric with the exact task that you're working on right now, then why the heck are you working on it? It is a waste of your time. If you can't measure the success, if you can't measure the outcome, stop working on it. And I know that that seems really simple. And I know that people are like, oh yeah, that's easy for you to say. No, it's easy for any of us to say. I'm not kidding. If you can take 5 minutes at the beginning of every day, write down all of the tasks that you have to do in the day, and then really look at them, really, truly look at them and figure out, where do they measure for your big three goals, right? We all have goals that we want to meet. If the task that you're working on doesn't like lead you back to the goal, that's a problem and you don't need to be working on it. That is something that you obviously need, you can just eliminate because it's not affecting your goal. We can do a whole nother episode on goal planning, because if you're not planning, if you're not using any sort of goals, that's a whole different problem. that's a whole nother problem that we can talk about. But it's as simple as that. You create a list, you work one thing at a time, and you simplify or remove or delegate one thing at a time. That's it. That's what we're doing with Anthony. That's what I do with everyone. Because if you try to do all of them at once, you're never going to succeed. There's going to be too much. You can't do them all at the same time. You have to pick off one at a time. For Anthony, we do campaigns, right? Because he's got sales campaigns and they're different campaigns. And as he's, and right now he's actually going to be able to use a lot of the workflows that we built and just copy them and paste them and then change the verbiage, because the structure, like the flow and the structure is the same, but the words are different for different clients. And if he has something, what we're finding is when he starts working on them, he'll be like, oh, and then I think I need to do this, because this would be, you know, like this would, this is something I need to put into the campaign. This is an action I need to take. Cool. We open it up. We edit it. We change it. We adapt it. Move on. And now he's got it. So that's the other thing, is do not wait for perfect. 80%. Okay. Wait until it's 80% MVP. Do not wait for perfect. If you wait for perfect, you will never launch. If you wait for perfect, you'll never do it. Because it's never going to be perfect. Anthony is always going to need something new as things change. Technology changes. People change. The world changes. His life changes. Maybe his life changes and he needs to work less or more or whatever. Like, whatever. Shit happens, right? So never, ever, ever build for perfect, because you'll never make it.
No, you can't. And that's something I learned, very much from you earlier in the year, is that you do not build for perfect. And especially when I was, when we really first started to get everything off the, really started getting everything into play, I was going through this flare up and, I'm saying to myself, wow, this is pretty much, how it is right now. And it's kind of stinks. Not that I was sleeping half the day or anything like that. No. Nothing like that. Just, all right, maybe you're not there. Maybe you need, just a little bit of extra horsepower to basically kind of move you in this direction and things like that too. So with all that being said, when you do have that in place and you build for that, that's exactly what you need. You don't build for 100%. If I built for 100%, I'd be out of business, I think, probably in like 5 months when it gets really cold and the pain starts coming back. So.
Yep. You have to build for... You have to build in place for when shit goes wrong. Like, when you build something and it's so perfect, I want you to take a step back and look at it and go, okay, but what if I'm super sick? I'm sure you guys can all tell I kind of sound like a little bit of a frog. This is actually way better. Monday, I literally could not talk. Anthony and I were going to record something else on Monday. And I'm like, I physically could not talk. I had no voice. So you have, but you know what? The business kept working. Leads kept rolling in. I canceled my entire day on Monday. And my calendar was full the rest of the week, like for me, like it just, I mean, it worked itself out and it was like, I was never gone. I would probably, honestly, nobody other than my little inner circle probably even knew I was gone or knew I was out. That's what you build for. You build for not having to be there 100% of the time. You build for if you do get sick, if you want to take a vacation, if life happens. Yeah, I mean, you go to a funeral, I'm sorry to say. Like, if there are things that happen in your life and you build for that, that's the best way to run your business because you can't always be there. You can't always show up.
Right? Yeah, there's that margin of error, right? As everyone likes, as we all like to say, and we can all relate to, right? And, you know, there's a margin of error in life. And especially when you're neurodiverse or you have autoimmune or multiple sclerosis or whatever it is, ADHD or, you know, whatever it is you have, life, right? Kids.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everyone, you have to build for it. And that's something I always say in every one of my posts and everyone I talk to is that it's not when something happens. It's how this system is built, especially when that happens, because that's really what it comes down to.
100%. And my last tip is, now I'm going to totally forget it. I got distracted. You see ADHD right here. Totally got distracted by something in my window. And now I lost my train of thought. What did we do? Okay, so we did. I know, right? Woo, squirrel. And this is life in action, people. Okay, what I was going to say was, okay, so the first thing is we're saying to start with one, right? Like you automate one thing at a time. The second thing is you build for 80%. Like you never build for 100% or you're never going to get there, right? And if you can't measure it, you shouldn't be working on it. And the third thing, do you know what the third thing is, Anthony? I want you to guess.
Oh, man.
Come on. Health.
Yeah, I was going to say never give up.
Your health. Right. Well, never. Your health. We're going to go with your health because this is why we talk about this a lot too. And Anthony and I do this a lot. I mean, I know I do this. Brain breaks are good. They're healthy. If you work 20, like I use the Pomodoro method a lot. I work hard. Like I hate the word hustle, but I hustle hard for like 25, 30 minutes and I get up and I take a 5-minute break and I come back. And then I do it again. I do it again. And then on the third time, I take an hour break. It works because your brain, at least my brain needs time to breathe. My brain needs time to not stare at the screen. My brain needs like time to go outside and get the, like even going and getting my mail. Like, you know, and there are people that say that this is not the way to do it. I disagree. And if maybe the Pomodoro method and the way I do it isn't a great way. But you should still take brain breaks. You schedule your lunch and you take 2 hours every day and take a lunch. Do you work an extra hour at the end? Sure, I don't care. But you need to give your brain and your mental health a break. And let your brain control how you work. Let your body and brain run the show. My body and brain run the show. If my brain isn't having it today, or my body is sick, or like I can't do it, then I don't do it. Because if I try, I'm going to be sicker and it's going to be worse in the long run.
Yeah. I mean, so when just hearing you talk about this, right? And I've heard you talk about this so many times. And I say to myself, oh my God, the Pomodoro method. I mean, I am a sales guy. How can I go and walk for like an hour or, you know, do something and this and that?
Yours would have to be longer. Yours would have to be longer.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, we could all do it on our own, but I can just tell you this, right? This past week, and I still have 2 days left of vacation, but oh my God. I mean, it has just been absolutely amazing. Even though I have been working in things like that every now and then, I don't call it work. I call it building. And that's really part of what I am supposed to be doing, and it feels right. But the point is that being outside, being in sunlight, you know, being able to walk around and everything like that. I have had, I just have a completely different view. Like, oh my God, I work in my basement, Megan. You know me, in my, I love my office, but it's my basement. I don't get any sunlight down there. And I'm down there literally for like sometimes 12, 13 hours a day. And you know what I mean? It's not healthy. It's not good. And this was a big wake up call. And, you know, right. But to your point though, building automation around that and everything. And that's really what I am, at least from this day forward, that's really what I'm doing and how I'm, listen, I'm going to, why can't we have it all? We don't need to be chained at our desk and doing things. Nope. And Megan has really proved that to us.
And I, I've started to, the other thing too is, okay, so if you, like as a sales guy, and I know somebody who does this and he's very, very successful. He's a really successful sales guy. And he walks during some of his sales calls. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's like a light, you know, obviously he's not like power walking and like on the phone or anything, but he usually walks every time I talk to him. He's like, I'm going to call you on my walk. Okay, cool. I'll walk with you. And I go out and I walk with him. And he's in, you know, he's in a different country and I'm walking here. And it's, if you can't take a break, right? Like sometimes there are just days that that has to happen, right? You could still put some earbuds in, grab your phone and just go for a light stroll, like a light walk. You can have a meeting that way. Like if you don't need your computer, don't take the meeting at your computer. And yes, I'm the queen of automation. I need my computer for most things, right? Like I'm teaching tech all the time. I'm doing tech all the time. So I take advantage of those meetings when I don't need my computer. Psh, I'm outside walking around the block because why the heck? I mean, I'm tied to my desk, right? I need my computer to do these things. But when I don't, I take full advantage of it. Or even a lot of the things, though, I will say this. We've built our business around, maybe we should do an episode on that. That would be some probably interesting for some people. I can do, I would say 80% of the work that I need to do, I can do on my phone through Slack and my in our app. Obviously, if I'm building actual workflows, like if I'm building your workflows or whatever, I can't do that. But most of it, dealing with customers, dealing with payments, dealing with my, you know, we have a small team, like small but mighty. They are very mighty team, and so I can Slack them. So I go like to Target with my daughter. Like she needs, you know, like we go to Target and have lunch dates, and I will be working. And she knows the drill. Like I'm still there with her. I'm still attentive and I'm still there. But like the team has me if they need me, you know, it's not like if there's an urgent thing, obviously I'm not taking off and hanging out at Target, but I've literally walked around Target before because I needed, like we had a family function, but I also had a work thing, like deadline. And so I was like walking around Target working on Slack as I'm like putting stuff in the shopping cart. And I had both, like, by the time I left, the team had everything they needed. The deadline was met. And I got all my stuff for my family party. I was like, look at that. See? This is amazing. This is how you build systems and processes that fit with your life. I have four kids. My life is always moving. Always. Always, always, always moving. And they are always more important than whatever I have going on at work. Sorry, Anthony. And
no, so I get it.
I'm working on the go all the time, you know? So It's crazy. It is freaking crazy how you can do this. So, TLDR.
You know what, Megan? Right? I look so forward to continuing to build my business as it's taking off around a lot of these automations, around a lot of what you said. My way, I mean, obviously your way is different than my way, but there is a lot of common ground and I can't wait to, you know, really be able to implement that. Because you're absolutely right.
What's great for you is you'll be able to take all your sales calls on the app, like through your phone, because it's connected to DMC and it will still register and do everything like it normally does.
It's
craziness. Once we get to that point and we have our workflows locked solid, you will be able to do 80% of your work on your phone. which is amazing. That's crazy.
One thing I meant to tell you, because I know you love this book, and I'm reading it because you told me to buy back your time, right?
Woo!
Or that is just an amazing book. And I actually listen to that book when I am walking, right? And I'm listening to this, and I'm saying, oh my goodness, this is exactly what Megan tells me. And why can I do that? And, you know, obviously you want to get to that point that you can start to, you know, I'm kind of at level one right now where I'm doing everything on my own, but I'm just a solopreneur. But then you start to, you know, multitask, you start to, you know, pass certain tasks off to people and things like that, and really using automation. And that is so powerful, Megan. And
absolutely,
that is just, for anyone that hasn't read that book, you have to get that book. Who's the author again? I forget who the author is, but he is, the book is amazing.
Oh my gosh. What is it? Dan Martell? No.
Hold on, I got it.
Hang on. Yeah, it's Dan Martell. Yeah. Dan Martell.
Yeah.
I was right. Woo, look at me. This is such a great topic, and I really hope you guys have taken it all in, because we'll do a quick TLDR before we sign off. But remember the tips that we gave you so that you can buy back your time. Create a list. Start with one thing on the list to automate when you're feeling overwhelmed and crazy. Just one thing at a time. Okay? One thing at a time. Two. Do you remember? I'm going to quiz Anthony. Do you remember what number two was?
I know.
Health
was number three. Health was number three.
He doesn't listen when I talk. Then 80%. Build for 80%. Never build for 100%. That was number two. So you cannot build to perfect. Build for your MVP. Get it out there. Test, iterate, and you can continue adding on. And then number three is your health. Listen to your health. Your health is the most important thing. Time is the only thing you can't get back. You're trying to give you more time, but if you're not healthy, it doesn't matter because you won't have any energy. So none of it matters if you don't have your health. That's the wrap. I'm going to let Anthony go to his apparently networking event and not to the beach. Wrong place to go, but he's going to go do that. I'm going to sign off and probably build some more stuff.
There we go. And maybe go for a walk, right?
Maybe go. Well, I have kickball tonight, so I'm not walking because I have to run later. And that sounds, you know, it sounds like what it was.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. And remember, technology, systems, ops, they're all only good when they work, and they are even better when they work for neurodivergent brains just like us. We will see you next week.